Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. This year, if it has taught us anything, it has taught us to practice the skill of shifting. Because this year has thrown all the unpredictable things our way, and we have had to learn to shift and adjust our daily lives in order to be able to keep going and coping through it all in the best way possible, right? Life is happening. A lot of the things that happen, we can't control, we can't predict. All we can do is shift as it happens. And that is a really important lesson to apply to our self-care, right? We are going to be constantly shifting and learning and evolving throughout our life. And as all of that happens, your self-care practice has to shift and evolve and change right along with it. So that is actually serving you, self, yourself. Because if you just pick, this is what self-care looks like, and this is how I'm going to do it, and you forge forward with that routine that is not actually working for you, then self-care is not going to work for you. Because you haven't shifted and adjusted it to your needs. So many things happen in life that are going to cause us to have to shift and adjust. From the simplest thing, like there's a change in your schedule, you got a new job, or your kids shifted from their summer schedule to their school schedule, or your husband now has a different job, or doesn't have a job, and now you have to shift your schedule around what he needs to be able to do, or your partner is going in and out of town. There's so many things that can just shift a schedule just like that. And so you have to shift how you function throughout the day, and whatever your self-care routine was may have to shift with that, right? You may be going through an existential crisis. I don't know, menopause, depression, whatever it may be. And you have to address your self-care practices to deal with the issues that you are dealing with. If you are premenopausal or going full blown into menopause right now, you're going to have some very different needs than you did prior to that. If you are in the midst of postpartum depression or manic episodes or anxiety attacks, whatever it may be, you're going to have to deal with that in a very different way than when you were mentally, physically, emotionally healthy, right? You may have to add medication to your self-care routine. You may have to seek out the professional help that you didn't need prior to this. Or you may be adjusting out of a period and it is time for you to back off of using the medication or to shift from seeing a therapist on a weekly basis to a biweekly or monthly basis. Shift your self-care practices based on the shifts that are happening in your life. You have to be flexible. You have to be able to be aware of what your needs are and make the changes to your self-care practice so that you can actually address your needs. The entire point of having a self-care practice is that it is for you and it must serve you at the time that you're in. Because if it's not, Like some, I hear so many mamas say, it's not going to do anything for you. It's going to feel like a waste of time. You're going to feel like you're taking time away from your family, your all to-do list that you have, and you're not going to really feel like you're serving yourself. Sometimes you have to take a step back, really think about, where am I right now? Be really, really honest with yourself. And what do I need in order to serve my self-care needs? What does that look like for you? It may not be 1 hour baths quiet, alone, quiet in your bathroom. That may not be what you need. It may be 1 hour sessions with your therapist. It may be you having to see a specialist that specializes in whatever health issue that you're dealing with right now on a regular basis. It may be that you need to be working out right now because you are pre-diabetic. And although that's not your favorite thing to do, that's what you need to do right now to serve your self-care needs. Maybe you just need to go out and get ice cream because you had a bad day and you need a little treat at the end of the day. You have to be flexible. That's what this year has shown us. If anything, if you take anything away from this year, it's to learn how to shift as life happens. So shift your self-care practice as your life shifts through whatever's going to come your way. Lord knows what's coming next. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at MyLifeIsABeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.